This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, January 4, 2009. Return to our Father. The scripture is Romans 8, verse 15. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. Absent fathers are a major problem today. Young men who grow up in homes without a faithful father often think that violent, macho behavior defines real manhood. Young women who grow up without a faithful father often develop unhealthy relationships with older men in search of the dad they never had. Christians confess that God is our Father. But is He absent too? Some fear so. The world is so messed up. Where is the Father God whom the Bible speaks of? God is as close to us as the Spirit of Christ. In Romans 8, the Apostle Paul declares that the work of Jesus leads to the pouring out of the Spirit of Sonship on all who believe. Christ's Spirit, poured out at Pentecost, brings us into a new relationship with the Father. God is our Father, because we are adopted as children through the work of the one and only Son. In fact, through our relationship of faith, we can now call God Abba. That's the close, intimate name that a small Jewish child uses when speaking to his or her daddy. Maybe you are someone who's seeking a caring relationship with a human father you never knew. If so, I pray that you find healing for the hurt you've experienced. And I know that the place to experience strength for that healing is in a relationship with the Divine Father, who is always there when you need Him. Would you pray with me? Father God, we call out to You in the name of Your Son, Jesus. May we experience a warm welcome into Your family and the continued blessing of knowing You as our Father. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.